a beauty all its own. I'm drawn to where the past lingers on, like Sturbridge Village Museum in Massachusetts, where people dress up in yesteryear clothes and character. It is truly amazing how these people fit their parts so well, as if being transported back 300 years. Seeing the farmer in a long coat, shepherding a flock of sheep through the village green. Seeing the potter casually spinning a clay pot. Seeing the tinker making a lantern of tin or a candle holder of pewter. Seeing how they cook in a hearth with an open, fragrant log fire. Seeing the general store with an open porch and homemade chocolate chip cookies. No TV, no electricity, no cell phones, just making do as best they could, simply, directly, off the grid, even before there was a grid. We see all the old houses, each with a garden of vegetables and some flowers, and many herbs for cooking and remedies, tended by people in bonnet hats and long coats. It's the open space that's so appealing and pleasant, so natural, and just so lightly touched by people, as if the people honored this realm they were entering into and making their homes, with respect, appreciation, and hope. Yes, it's open, natural space, lightly touched, that's so alluring. There's a dirt road that opens to a meadow. Then apple trees line the dirt road, and we see a field with sheep. There's a barn with bins of straw, hay for the horse, cows, and pigs. I love Sturbridge, and we go there often to calm down and tune more strongly into the natural realm, as discovered by early settlers, a beauty all its own.